理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 8 Toad's Great Escape. When Toad realized that he was a prisoner in this terrible jail, he lay down on the floor and cried for a long time. He wouldn't see the sunlight for 20 years. He felt awful. "How stupid and foolish I was," he said. "Now the popular and handsome Toad will have to stay in this prison forever. Everyone will forget about me. I was wrong to steal that car. Oh, if only I had listened to Rat, Mole, and the wise old Badger." Toad talked to himself in this way for a few weeks. He didn't sleep and hardly ate anything. Only one man worked at this jail. He brought the prisoners their food and drink. This man had a daughter. She helped her father with his work. This girl was very kind, and she loved animals. She kept a bird in a cage and some other small pets. One day she said to her father,
"Father, I feel so sorry for that poor Toad. He's so unhappy, and he's getting so thin. Won't you let me go and talk to him?"
The jailer didn't like Toad very much because he was so rich. He told his daughter that she could do what she wanted. So the daughter went to visit Toad that same day. When she entered his room, Toad was lying on his bed. He was staring at the wall and talking to himself.
"Now, cheer up, Toad,"
she said.
"Get out of bed and be a reasonable animal. Try to eat some dinner. See, I've brought you some of mine. It's hot from the oven."
But Toad only cried and kicked his legs. The wise girl left him for a while, but she left the food there. Toad lay there and smelled the delicious food. He began to think that maybe things weren't so bad. Maybe his friends could do something to help him. Perhaps he could find some lawyers. By the time that the girl returned, Toad was feeling much better. The food helped, of course. After a couple of hours, the girl brought Toad some warm bread and tea. Toad was still very hungry because he hadn't eaten in many days. He drank his tea and ate the bread. Then he began to talk about himself. He talked about Toad Hall and all the things he did there. He also talked about how popular he was. The wise girl saw that talking was good for Toad. She said,
"Toad, tell me more about Toad Hall. It sounds like a beautiful place."
Toad Hall was one of Toad's favorite subjects. He said, "Toad Hall is a wonderful place. It's a home for a gentleman. It is hundreds of years old, but it is very modern. It is only 5 minutes from the church and the post office." The girl laughed.
"I don't want to buy it,"
she said.
"Tell me something real about it. But first, let me get you some more tea and bread."
When she returned, Toad told her all about Toad Hall. He talked about the kitchen and the gardens. He described the parties that he had. The girl wanted to know all about Toad's friends, the animals. He told her all about Rat, Mole, and Badger. They talked for a long time. When it was time for the prisoners to go to bed, Toad was feeling almost normal. He went to sleep and had very nice dreams. As the days passed, Toad and the jailer's daughter became good friends. They had many long talks together. After some time, the girl began to feel very sorry for Toad. She thought that he was just a little animal, and his crime wasn't so bad. He hadn't killed or hurt anyone. She thought it was terrible that Toad had to stay in jail for 20 years. However, Toad was a very vain animal. He thought that the girl was so kind to him because she loved him. One morning, the girl was very quiet. She seemed to be thinking hard about something. Toad realized that she wasn't paying attention to any of his jokes or comments.
Toad,
she said,
listen to me, please. I have an aunt who is a maid.
Don't feel bad, said Toad kindly. I have aunts who ought to be maids. They're very stupid and ugly.
Toad, be quiet,
said the girl.
Your problem is that you talk too much. I have an idea, and you're hurting my head. As I said, I have an aunt who is a maid. Every Monday and Friday, she comes to the jail and washes the prisoners' clothes. Today is a Thursday. Now, this is my idea. You are very rich, and my aunt is very poor. A few gold coins would be a lot of money for her. I think if we talk to her, we could make a deal. You could give her a little money, and she'll give you her maid's clothes to wear. Then you can escape the jail. You and my aunt are alike in some ways. For example, you're both fat.
No, we aren't alike, said Toad loudly. I have a very good figure for what I am.
So does my aunt for what she is,
said the girl.
But it's not important, you awful vain animal. I'm sorry for you, and I'm trying to help you.
Yes, yes, thank you very much, said Toad quickly. But listen, you don't want the great Toad of Toad Hall walking around the country disguised as a maid. The girl was even angrier.
Oh, so you want to leave the jail in a shiny carriage? You can just stay here in this jail, then.
Toad was vain, but he was always ready to admit when he was wrong. You are right. You are a good, kind, clever girl, he said, and I am a vain, stupid toad. If you will kindly introduce me to your aunt, I will pay her whatever will make her happy. So, the next evening, the girl brought her aunt into Toad's room. Toad put some gold coins out onto the table. When she saw the money, the aunt agreed to her niece's plan. However, there was one condition.
Toad, you have to tie me up, so no one knows that I helped you to escape,
the girl's aunt said. Toad agreed to do this. The aunt gave Toad her dress, hat, and shoes. Then they tied up the woman and put a cloth into her mouth.
Now it's your turn, Toad,
said the girl.
Take off your clothes, and we'll dress you in the maid's clothes.
She helped Toad get dressed in this disguise. When she was finished, she said,
You look just like my aunt. Now, Toad, it's time for you to go. Goodbye and good luck. If anyone talks to you, make sure to act like an old woman.
Toad was very excited and a little afraid. He walked through the jail slowly, just like an old woman. The girl's idea had worked. Everyone thought Toad was the maid. Many people spoke to him because the girl's aunt was very popular. Toad was able to act like an old lady, however. It wasn't long before he was standing outside the jail. He had escaped. Now Toad was very excited. He walked towards the town. He wasn't sure what he should do next, but he wanted to return to Toad Hall. As he walked along the road, he saw some train tracks. Then a train passed by.
There's the answer, said Toad. I'll go to the train station and buy a ticket home. I won't have to go through the town then. Too many people know this old woman, so I can't wear her clothes for very long.
Toad went to the train station. There was a large sign that had the arrival and departure times of the trains. Toad found a train that stopped near Toad Hall. It was going to leave in 30 minutes.
What luck, thought Toad.
He went up to the ticket seller and asked to buy a ticket.
Then he reached under the maid's dress to find his wallet, but his wallet was gone. Toad suddenly remembered that he had left his keys and money in the jail. The other passengers watched him as he stood there. He didn't know what to do. This was terrible. Finally, Toad said to the ticket seller, "Listen, I have forgotten my wallet. Just give me the ticket now. I'll send you the money tomorrow. I'm very well known in this area." The ticket seller laughed. "You're well known here. You're just a maid," he said. "Forget it, lady. Move aside, please. The other passengers want to buy their tickets." Toad left the train station. He was very upset. Now, what was he going to do? If he stayed there much longer, the police would find him. Then they would take him back to the terrible jail. He stood outside the station. He was trying to think of some answer to the problem. Then he saw a truck driver standing next to his truck and cleaning it. "Hello there, lady," said the driver. "What's wrong? You don't look very happy."
"Oh, sir," cried the toad, "I am a poor, unhappy maid, and have lost all my money. I must get home somehow, and I don't know what to do."
Tears ran down his face. "Poor little lady," said the man kindly. "Do you have children at home?"
"Many children," cried Toad. "They'll be so hungry, and they're all alone."
"Well, here's what I'll do," said the man. "If you wash some shirts for me, I'll take you home in my truck. My clothes get very dirty when I'm working."
"Oh, of course I will," cried Toad.
Toad had never washed a shirt in his life, but he did not care. He thought, "When I get home to Toad Hall, I'll send him money to pay for the washing. That will be better." The driver and Toad got in the truck and began to travel. Toad watched the countryside pass by. Every moment he was closer to Toad Hall. There would be a soft bed to sleep in and good things to eat. His friends would be there, and they would listen to the story of his escape. "They'll think I'm so clever," Toad thought happily. He felt so good that he began to sing songs and jump up and down. The driver was very surprised. He had met many old women before, but never one like this. They had traveled for many miles. Toad was thinking about what he would have for dinner. Suddenly he noticed that the driver looked worried. "There are some cars following us," he said. "It looks like they are police cars. I wonder what they want." Toad was very afraid. He knew he had only one chance.
"Kind sir," he said, "please, please save me. I must tell you something. I'm not an old maid with children at home. I'm really a toad. I am the wealthy and popular Mr. Toad from Toad Hall. I have just escaped from a terrible jail. My enemies put me there. But I'm innocent. Please help me."
The driver looked at Toad. "Now tell me the truth," he said. "Why did they really put you in jail? What have you done?" Toad was embarrassed.
"It was a very small thing," he said. "I only borrowed someone's car while they were having lunch. I didn't mean to steal it, but the police wouldn't believe me. I was very thoughtless and stupid."
The driver thought for a moment. "Well, I am afraid you have been a very bad toad," he said. "But I see that you are sorry for what you have done. You seem very frightened, so I'll help you. I don't like to see animals upset. I also don't like the police very much. So cheer up, Toad. You might still escape them." The truck driver drove very fast for a while, but soon he said, "Toad, I am afraid it won't work. The police cars are very fast. There's only one thing left for us to do. Listen to me very carefully. Ahead of us there is a long tunnel. I'll drive as fast as I can through the tunnel. The police will slow down because they will be afraid of an accident. When we get out of the tunnel, you will see a large forest. I will slow down the truck. When it's safe, you must jump out of the truck. Then run and hide in the forest before the police see you. Now, Are you ready? When I say jump, you jump. The driver began to drive very fast down the road. They reached the tunnel and drove through it. It was very dark. When they reached the other side, they saw the forest. The driver slowed down and then said, "Now jump!" Toad jumped out of the truck and rolled down a hill. Quickly, he got up and hid behind a tree. He saw the truck driving away. Then the police cars came out of the tunnel. They had flashing red lights. Toad could hear the policeman shouting, "Stop! Stop!" He began to laugh. He was safe. But then he realized that he was alone in the woods. It was dark and cold. There was nothing to eat, and Toad Hall was still far away. He wanted to stay away from the road, so he ran into the forest. Toad had never been inside a forest before. He knew that many strange animals lived there. He kept thinking he heard people chasing after him, but there was no one. It seemed that he had really escaped. Toad suddenly felt very tired. He made himself a bed of leaves and went to sleep until morning.